Okay, anybody else want to share your experience?
I'm going to listen to you guys share.
Is it on?
Yeah.
No, he's just
don't touch this, though. Just hold it.
My first impression was that I was in the South, and definitely, I don't know. Anyway, I knew I had a plantation.
Were you male or female?
I was female, and I had on a fancy dress.
You kind of looked like a Southern belle.
I just know I was like in a field of cotton, and
maybe you knew Lorraine because she was back at that time.
I was standing out in this field of cotton. I don't know why I was out in the cotton, but I wasn't. I knew. I was pretty certain that I was an owner of the plantation rather than a worker, because of the way I was dressed. And the thing that was weird about it is that I wasn't experiencing it. I was looking at myself from, you know, like 25 or 30 feet away. It was just different. And then back farther than my second experience was by a very, very tall, sharp mountain, and it was cold, it was chilly, and I was very, very poor, and it seems like I had maybe 5 children or 6 children, and it was kind of the same thing, you know, I was looking towards myself, and thinking, you know, that there was something wrong with my crop, that I was growing potatoes or something, and that there was something going wrong with it. And it was just weird. It was like I you know, I didn't have a lot of emotion towards it, but I felt like, you know, I wasn't very happy with my situation. Yeah, that I was pretty content. Or my first experience was I was content.
Did you go to another time period though than the second one?
Just those two experiences. But I knew the first experience, I knew I was in the United States somewhere, maybe in the South. Then when I went back further, I think I was by the Alps or something, over in Europe. Yeah, in maybe Switzerland or something. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Sue.
Melva always gets something. What'd you get, Melva?
You know, it was just one of the weirdest. You know, I just saw colors. I just saw colors pulsating and kind of popping, and that was it. I didn't really see a life. I just saw colors. So I think I had a dream.
Oh, yeah?
Versus a regression. I think I might have gone to sleep a little. So relaxed. But that's what I
know, Brian. He just got a lot of relaxation out of the thing.
Bingo. Thank you. That was very, thank you very much.
Okay, anybody else want a related experience? I bet Meredith got something.
A little bit. I was Martha Louise Sherman. I was a young girl, and it was in the South. But I was happy. Everything was done for me, and I was wondering what, you know, what I was there for. And that was, and then you went on to the eagle, and the eagle sat there, and I said, oh, pretty baby. And he says, I like you, and then he left. And then I was a man, Joseph Lewis Clark, and I loved nature and adventure, and it was, I had come over by ship.
To the United States?
in the United States, and I was very excited about it. And that was it.
Oh, that's interesting. You got the names there.
Some, I usually don't get names in my past. The other times it has been just seeing feet and how I died. Mm. So this is totally different.
Okay. Did you get anything, Joel?
Jason.
I don't know why.
Maybe
I
was Joel in a past life.
You must have been called Joel in a past life. I always think of maybe. Joel for some reason.
No, I just felt really relaxed, so I didn't.
Yeah, I know your name's Jason, so I don't know why I keep doing that.
You can call me Joel.
Okay.
You know what occurred to me? I don't go back. That you know how it's easier for you to see other people's problems, but not your own.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking if you there's any fear about going back, like you shut down, you don't want to see certain things, don't look at it as a first person, look at it in a third person and watch yourself. That way you don't feel like you're so involved. And I thought, well, that might work. It didn't work, but it was a thought that maybe that would be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get anything there?
I relaxed.
Okay. You usually get some. You didn't get anything that's done?
I do.
Okay. Okay. JR?
I just relaxed.
D?
Well, it wasn't a lot. I just found this first one was nothing much. But the second one, I felt like I was high up in the mountains and that I was like Heidi or something, that I loved it up there. It was just so nice. There wasn't much else except that it was really, really nice up there. Mm-hmm. And I just lived up there in the mountains. I had no house, no nothing. I didn't, just that. That was the only thing. It was beautiful up there.
Okay. How about you, John?
When you first said something, I saw space. And I wondered if I was on another planet, but I don't know. And then went back a little further, and it was like the House of Records. So maybe it was in between lifetimes or something. I thought, I don't know. It was just like a building with a lot of knowledge in it. Like, so.
Okay.
I'm like Artie. If I try, I can't. I've traveled before, but that was not expected. I just woke up and went, oh my heavens.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, I had something kind of interesting happen. I've had a dream similar to this before.
Did you start at the beginning or in the middle?
Well, I don't know where exactly I started at because I didn't hear the beginning. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was traveling back, and it's interesting because I could kind of see my clothes, and the year actually ended up being 1887 when I asked, you know, when you said you could ask questions or whatever. And that was something that I haven't had before when I had this dream and was wondering about it. And also, I found out that my name was Jeremiah then. But I was with two of my friends, and we were running from something. And I wasn't really associated with why we were running. But they were running from something, and anyway...
It was around 1887?
Uh-huh. Anyway, I was hiding behind a water trough. And... the guy showed up and saw me, and he shot me in the head.
Really?
Yeah, and that's how I died.
Do you think it could have been like out west under Brigham Young or something?
Yeah, something like that. That's where I'm figuring it was. Something like that.
A couple of people there were taken out that were rebels.
And then when you had us go back to the next, to another one, all I remember seeing was everything was just kind of a gray color. There was no form or shape. And my name was Oscar.
Oscar?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
So anyway.
Thanks.
That's it. Yep.
Anybody else got anything to share?
No, we're all duds on this.
Okay.
I did have, I do want to share it. I did, my first name was Anne. My second, the back further name was Jessica.
Oh, okay.
So I did, because I kept trying to concentrate, what was my name? Mm-hmm. So that I thought was kind of wild.
Yeah. Well, good. If you get your name, that's a good sign that you went back pretty good. Good starting.